Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Well, good evening. God bless you. I'm your host, Apostle Americus Cheney.
Praise God. I'm your host, Dr. Clarice Cheney. Good to be with you again.
Good to be with you. Amen. Yeah. We're excited today because God is moving. We're still on our series concerning the prophetic. And we know the Lord has been blessing. We pray that you tuned in because we have powerhouses that are here in the studio with us. And we want to introduce them today. We have Apostle and Prophetess Dawan Rollison Holmes. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Amen. 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 Blessings. And the bald eagle himself, Apostle Fidel Donaldson.
No doubt about it. Honored to be in the Infusion Live broadcast. Amen.
Amen. And our spiritual daughter with Sons and Daughters of Elijah.
Hi, Tammy Khan. It's a blessing to be here today.
Amen.
Amen. And so we're just going to start it off. Amen. And we pray that those are listening because it's going to ship you in the place that you need to be in. We're speaking prophetically. We are seasoned prophetic gifts, not being arrogant, but competent in what God is doing. I've been prophesying and ministering for many, many years. Before that, I was called apostle. I was called prophet. It's been wow. Amen. But in that sense, the word of the Lord has came to always bless me and put me back into the position that I needed to be in. And today we're going to talk about prophetic alignment. What prophetic is a declaration or decreeing something in the future tense. And so, and you understand the prophetic office is needed today. It has never dismantled. And God is bringing that office back to the forefront for the body of Christ. Amen. And so we're talking about alignment. That means to bring in an order and back in position. So we're going to give the woman of God, the apostle, the prophetess herself, freeway just to usher in what is prophetic alignment. And when we talk about prophetic alignment, what is in your spirit, woman of God, concerning that?
I think this is a season as we move forth in God really aligning the apostolic and the prophetic with the word today that we have to really have a true understanding of what it means to not just be in alignment, but what it means to really reach destiny because of prophetic alignment. Because so many people, you know, talk about what God is going to birth in them, but what they don't recognize is that they really won't be birthed to destiny until they have the right prophetic and apostolic alignment in their life.
Okay.
And so when I think of prophetic alignment, I'm reminded of so many people who seem like they're out of alignment. They begin to say, oh my goodness, what is God doing? Is it too late for me to manifest as a prophet? Is it too late for me to manifest as evangelist, pastor, teacher, what have you? But then I begin to think about the providence of God.
Yes.
And when we think of the providence of God, no matter what happens in our life, whether we go backwards or forward, because of his providence, guess what? Prophetic alignment will always cause us to manifest right where we are.
Woo! I like that.
That's awesome.
I like that.
And if you hear the woman of God, the scriptures, Jesus said to the man, he said, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. And so it was order because we have destiny. We understand what the Lord spoke to the prophet Jeremiah, but we have not yet. He put him in position because he had the authority is not just completely in God's hands, it's in our hands as well.
Amen.
You can decree and declare a thing. If you don't, the Bible says you shall have whatsoever thing you say.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you speak into your now the existence of what God has said, purposely pertaining to his word, has to be contingent on his word. What the Lord has spoken and what God has said should always bring us into the place where God has promised us. There's a lot of prophetic word that came on my life that brought me back to the place that I needed to be. Now,
Amen.
Woman of God, you spoke about that. Tell the audience, those that are listening, the importance of hearing a prophet of the Lord in their lives.
Oh, my goodness. I was just talking about this, right? I mean, like weeks ago, it seems like every single week, because people don't understand what it really means to have not just any prophet, but the right prophet speaking into their life. Because guess what? I can have any prophet trying to speak into my life, but if I don't have the right prophet speaking in my life, I will never manifest, because there are prophets out there now who are perverted. And if you're birthed in perversion, then guess what? You will release perverted words that then will also pervert the path of the one who's listening, because they don't have enough prophetic insight to see that maybe someone is 80% off. And so if you don't understand that, then guess what? You'll have the wrong prophetic word being released at what you think is the right time.
Yes.
And you will get off.
That's good.
Without any kind of understanding. And see, and that's why I believe people go around in circles. But I'm also reminded, when you have the right prophetic person or speaking into your life, guess what happens? You'll think you're looking for something that's been lost, but you'll step up into your destiny.
Yes, that's good.
Because when the asses of Saul's father were lost, guess what he did? He said, I'm looking for these donkeys, which represented really not just prophetic resources, but they represented a prophetic economy over the life of his family. But he began to look for them. Mm-hmm. And then guess what? He thought he had lost something. But when he walked up on the right prophet, he actually found destiny that he didn't even know he had no intention of coming into, because there was the right prophet, the right prophetic person speaking, saying, God has already shown me about you. 24 hours beforehand, God told me you were going to show up. But because you showed up, now I can release. And so really, God will do a hijack over your life in the midst of when you're looking and running something. You know, so many people are running for the right prophetic word, and they think they've lost a part of their life. They think they lost a part of their provision. They think they've lost a part of their destiny. But until they come into the right person and the right prophetic apostolic voice, guess what? Just when they think they've lost something, they'll understand that they found destiny.
Amen. And that is so good, because I'm gonna bring Apostle Fidel in a minute. I wanted to say this here, and you're so true concerning about those that are really ordained. You young prophets out there, you're so eager to prophesy, but not knowing by, you believe that it's a prophetic word, but it's discernment. You can discern an individual's desire. And when you discern an individual's desire, you'll speak to that desire, and you'll call it prophecy. Bringing them out of their alignment of their destiny. And you know, it could be something that they desire to go to California. Then you'll begin to prophesy, well, I see you need to go to California. And it's not God's word. It's just discernment. And so we need to hear the voice of God. Apostle Donaldson, real quick, what position do the prophet needs to be in order to speak what God says speak?
Well, there's a reason why, and that was very profound by Apostle DeJuan. There's a reason why the Bible declares that upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, the church, the ecclesia is being built, Jesus Christ being the cornerstone, because it's impossible for an individual to find out what the mind of God is. Even if they're searching the scriptures, you need to be connected to a prophet, because that word, when you look in Genesis 20:7, the first time the word is mentioned in reference to Abraham, that Nabi is one who speaks or sings by inspiration of God.
Yes.
So the prophetic person, if you go to Ezekiel chapter 37, when he said, "I prophesied as I was commanded."
Yes.
God would also tell him, woe unto the prophets who prophesy out of their own spirits,
yet
have seen nothing. Woe unto the prophets who prophesy out of their own souls, something that sounds good, something that the people want to hear, but don't put them on a path of destiny where God would want them to be.
Yes.
Amen. And that's so awesome, Apostle Donaldson. Thank you for that. Apostle DeJuan, when it comes down to hearing the word of the Lord, is it much important for the believer to have discernment when they go to the prophet, to know that they are in a place to usher them into their promised destiny? Because I believe that every one of us has a promised destiny, and we obtain it by faith. But do we need discernment? And is discernment very important and vital to the believer?
I believe it's and discernment is important. But just as important as the discernment is also the faith of the thing.
Yes.
Because what begins to happen as well, now right about now, we need all kinds of discernment in the body of Christ because we have so many jackleg prophets.
So
you've got to remember what God has spoken to your heart and see whether or not it confirms with what has been prophesied. Because sometimes if you're connected and hearing the wrong jackleg prophet or whoever, guess what begins to happen? They begin, as you said, to prophesy what's in your heart that God didn't necessarily place around you. And then guess what? A desire that God hasn't placed there begins to really be the thing that causes you to go off the beaten path. So discernment is important, but we have to get to a point now, I believe, where the prophets of God, the people of God, have to have faith in God enough to know when he gives us a check in our spirit, it's a real check.
Yes.
Because we know when somebody is prophesying lies over us.
Okay.
Come on.
We all know. We all have been there.
Yes.
I've been there when apostles and people have prophesied askew because they know who I am.
Come on.
Yes.
But it wasn't until I got, elevated in God that I began to say, you know what? Don't even come for me. Don't even prophesy over me. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm saying is even the babies, you know, we have you ever held a baby and then all of a sudden somebody with a bad spirit comes up to you, to them, and they start screaming? That's discernment.
That's discernment. Mm-hmm.
And so if we would start paying attention and coming to God like children again, guess what? We know when our spirits are out of order because of someone prophesying the wrong thing or saying the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. So discernment is very important, but more than discernment as well, though, we have to walk by faith, not by sight, and be able to understand that many times God will still send a stranger to prophesy into us what maybe we can't receive from someone who is around us on a regular basis. So we have to not just have discernment, but we have to have faith enough to say, you know what? I'm going to believe this thing, even if it blows my mind away. I'm going to believe that by faith it's going to happen, but I'm also going to have enough discernment to say, not today.
Amen. And I think that comes with maturity.
Hallelujah.
I think it comes with maturity, understanding, because I've received a lot of prophecies and I've heard I met people that prophesied to me and was all in flattery. You know when it's a false prophecy when somebody prophesied to you and said, I see you being a millionaire in the next week or two. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, God is, you know, there's nothing impossible for God that he didn't believe in.
Yes.
But I know that we need spiritual discernment. The baby leaped. John's spirit leaped when he was in his mother's womb on the hearing of the salutation of Mary coming in. And so, Apostle Donaldson, real quick, and we're going to get Minister Khan to say something real quick. Men of God, is it necessarily that we have to, that a prophetic word is confirmation? Is it necessary that prophecy is a confirmation?
Well, let me just say quickly, I always tell people, if you don't have discernment, you better get caller ID, right? Mm-hmm. Not everything that glitters is gold, and not everything that sparkles is a diamond. Here's how an individual can protect themselves against false prophecy. Basically, anything in the child of God's life that's going to be authentic, they have to be yielded to the Spirit of God. When you go into Revelation 19 and 10, this angelic being is before John, and John wants to bow down and worship him. He says, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant who have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Prophecy can come and tell you something that you have never heard before, authentically. Mm-hmm. But you have to have that type of relationship and commitment with the Holy Ghost to be able to discern that the individual who is speaking to you is indeed sent by God. Because even someone with a familiar spirit, a soothsayer, can still come and confirm something that was spoken to you before. So you can't just judge it by the fact that they're telling you something that you felt have been revealed to you before, because God can come with a word to give you instructions, glory to God, and he will confirm that word, but we can't just assume that when the prophet comes that you have already got the instructions before. No, God might be sending that individual to bring you the instructions, and then he will confirm that by some other sources, but you need to be able to discern by the Holy Ghost that truly God has sent this individual. There's no reason for ignorance.
Yes.
And there's no reason for us to be duped, not when we have the Spirit of the living God living on the inside of us.
And that is so true. And you heard the apostle, and when he spoke that, confirmation, because we should never look for confirmation. We look towards God, which is the author and finisher of our faith. That's the wrong thing that a person does, because then they're putting out a fleece, right, and you'll get back something demonic out of the realm of darkness, speaking verses from the kingdom. It doesn't necessarily have to be a confirmation. You're so true. And the other part of it is that I remember years ago I prophesied to someone that they're going to be a pastor. They upwardly told me, they say, well, no, man, I know you're a prophet of God, but that ain't going to happen. Well, that was like 20 years ago, and now they're pastoring. But they were pastoring for many years. So they didn't receive the word, so it didn't bring confirmation to them. But it was the Lord. Amen. And so not necessarily when God speaks to you, those that are listening, doesn't necessarily be something that just affirmed to you. Eventually, if it's God, is going to come to pass. Real quickly, yes. Dr. Khan, Minister Khan, I don't know why I call you Dr. Amen. You need to go. Amen. That's it. Yeah, get your man. A powerful teacher in the Lord. Amen. Real quick, what has the Lord done for you concerning his word? Because the word is prophetic.
Amen. And when you sent out that the prophetic alignment, and what the Lord showed me about prophetic alignment is for each individual is, you know, seeing yourself the way God sees you. Mm-hmm. And then walking in that, positioning yourself in that position and walking in what God has is what God has called you to walk in. But first we have to position ourselves. You know, we need to sit in with Jesus and sup with him. Like Luke 19 was Zacchaeus. He heard about Jesus. He knew Jesus was coming. And what he did, he wanted to know more about this Jesus. He was a wealthy tax collector. He had everything he needed, but it was something about Jesus he needed to know. So he ran before he got there. It was a crowd of people, with him being of a short man. Of course, he climbed up in the tree so he could see Jesus. Can you imagine the mockery that he received? Like, look at Zacchaeus up in the tree. You know, and the mockery that he received because that. And when Jesus saw them, he said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I want to sup. I'm going to your house tonight to sit with you. And back then, in a Bible time, going to somebody's house was a statement of intimacy. You just didn't let anybody back in your home. Yes. So once Zacchaeus and Jesus went and sup for a while, and Jesus spent time, and Zacchaeus spent time with Jesus, Zacchaeus understood and start seeing himself the way Jesus see him. And then he immediately stood up. And he said, I give half my money to the poor, and if I did anybody wrong, I'm going to pay them back four times. That was Zacchaeus' opportunity. He started prophetically aligning himself with his destiny. He began to see himself the way Jesus
sees
him.
That's
so
good.
So as an individual, it's like about sitting, taking that time to sit in Jesus, rest in him. You know, there's a period of time a lot of Christians want to go out. I want to work for Jesus. You don't have to work for Jesus because it's completed. Everything is done. You're already in good pleasure with him. He needs you to sit with him. On the sixth day, God created man. On the sixth day, God created man. On the seventh day, he rests. Man's first day was a day of rest with God, where he communed with God and learned of him.
Amen, and that's true.
Amen.
And what Minister Khan was telling us is that, and that's so profound, is that Zacchaeus, he positioned himself, and those that let him down, he positioned himself. One part of alignment means to come in agreement, come in agreement, and not be a truce breaker to what God has purposely. Apostle Dwan, talk about that agreement prophetically with God.
Oh my goodness. You have to... I tell people, if you can't have covenant with God, there's no way you can have covenant with other people.
That's good. Yes. That's good, yes.
And if you can't have enough covenant with God to believe what he's spoken over your life, then you will have inner turmoil with yourself, and you'll begin to literally fight with the old you that will keep you from manifesting to the new you and the one of destiny. And so we have to be very careful about what... old familiar spirits and old places, old things, old spaces that we allow to have reign over our life. Because when we allow those things to have reign in our life, it literally causes us not to be a covenant keeper, but a covenant breaker with the one who's already predestined us.
Yes.
But if we cannot truly come into covenant with God,
mm-hmm. yes.
there's no way we can come into covenant with a prophet who speaks over our life,
yes.
with an apostle who oversees our life, with a husband or wife who we're supposed to be in covenant. There's no way we can do any of that,
yes.
because we don't understand what true covenant and intimacy with God will bring to us.
Yes.
Are you hearing me? And
yes.
so the other thing, I mean, what we were talking about even this morning on one of our prophetic mentorship calls is that so many times when it's time to take the next step and the next elevation of what God is calling us to, we get so caught up in what is not manifesting and what the process looks like that we abort the process ourselves.
Oh, that's
good.
That
is so
yes.
good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So now because God says I am a prophet and not a deacon, are you hearing me?
Come on.
I love
come
it.
On,
come on.
Or a prophet and not what I was told 20 years ago.
Come
what
on.
Begins to happen is the deacon in me begins to fight the prophet in me.
Yes.
Wow.
And then next thing you know, I'm not manifesting and I'm wondering why I'm 20 years behind the
yes.
curve because I just haven't accepted who I am. And if I don't accept who I am, guess what? No one else will.
That's right.
And then the old voices will keep me in an old space where yeah, I'm not no. able to manifest who I really am called to be.
Yeah.
And that's so good because that's prophecy,
awesome.
Prophetic shifts you. It brings
yes.
a different atmosphere. You'll never be in the old fumes of a old atmosphere. And so making a bold declaration.
Mm-hmm.
You said something, woman of God. We have to understand is that if you're mistreating your husband or your wife or mistreating your children, you're not in place doing what you do. Although prophetic word could come to you, that's future tense, you need to get yourself in order.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get yourself because, you know, flattery, if a person come and tell you something and you know you're living a life of sin, we're not trying to come and tell you that you can do what you want to do, say what you want to say, just because somebody prophesied to you. You get yourself in alignment with that. Apostle Donaldson, talk about that.
Yeah, well, there's something in the scriptures called the if-then principle, right? You see it in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my
mm-hmm.
name, humble themselves, X, Y, Z, then I will do this. And what people need to understand is prophecy comes with process, right?
Whoa.
So the prophet can come and speak a bona fide word to you, but it's contingent now on you understanding that you have to allow yourself to be lined up now to get to the place where God can actually manifest the word. You just can't get the prophetic word, put it on a shelf, and just go and do anything you want to do.
That's good.
And in terms of alignment and that symbiotic relationship and intimacy between the prophet/prophetess and God, you see it in 1 Kings chapter 17 when the prophet Elijah comes to Ahab and said, there shall be no rain these years, but according to what?
My word.
Right? So he's saying that I am standing in the stead of God as an ambassador of God, and there's no distinction or dichotomy between when God speaks and when I'm speaking because I'm releasing the mind of God, the instructions
yes.
of God, the mandate of God to you, which, by the way, can shift climactic and atmospheric
yes.
patterns, right?
Yes.
Or in 2 Kings chapter 4 can bring a life to a womb in the case of the Shunammite woman. That's a responsibility. And I wanted to say this quickly, and maybe we can touch on it the next half hour. I don't think the role and the responsibility of the prophetess is just to prophesy or to foretell.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? It's also to get the people of God to a place where there can be mature enough to hear what the
yes.
Spirit of God is saying to them, and also bold enough to speak that which God is saying. Amen.
Amen. Dr.
That
Cheney,
is good.
Take it.
That's good. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I was just picking back on what he was saying. It's so awesome. I tell y'all, it's so awesome in the studio today. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. And I like what you were saying. Praise God. About we was talking about alignment. And just picking back on what you were saying, even within the home, within the children, within the husband, within the wife, lining up. Amen. I truly believe that if we're not lined up, and as God place us and shift us, it causes a hindrance with us going forward within ministry. Mm-hmm. Even between the husband and wife, it can even cause a shift with the children. Mm-hmm. So it's so important to be prophetic lined up.
Amen.
I mean, you can only go so long without the people knowing that something is wrong.
Right.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So we want to be lined up with the things of God prophetically as God's speaking to your lives. Amen. That's so important. We want to invite you to come out to Soul Harvest Ministry. The address is 573 Oak Leaf Plantation Parkway. It's in the Orange Park area. We start at 12:30 p.m. Excuse me. And we would love to see you there. Amen.
Amen. We still got a couple of more minutes.
Amen.
You know, and we thank God for the woman of God. You can stand over.
Yes.
I'm going to stay over for a little while. I got another point, but I'm going to stay over.
Amen. Thank God for you. Amen.
We thank God.
It's so much more I can tell you I can say because it's been a blessing to me, woman of God.
Oh,
you've been a blessing.
God.
Amen. God. Amen so much. Amen, Apostle. And you've been a blessing. Amen.
Amen. And so the time that we're living in right now, you need to hear a word from the Lord. You need to hear what God is saying.
Yes.
Even if it's not from a prophet or another person's voice, it's from the voice of the Holy Spirit. Minister, 1 minute, we got Apostle Dawn to the people.
Hallelujah. I hear God saying even now that this is a moment where you've got to really truly embrace who you are for this next season. Because in this season of bossing up and in this season of moving forward, God says, I need you to understand not just whose you are, but who you are in the spirit and in the natural. For many will come to try to get you off base, but I have come to give you life and that life more abundantly. And I hear in the spirit now that there are some of you who are literally frustrated and wrestling with God. You've been wrestling with God for the last, 10 years. But God says, as we move into 2019, surely this will be a time not just of birthing, but of manifestation as you come into agreement with even realigning yourself and not just realigning, but coming to a season of rebirthing and reinstilling who God really is in your life. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Until next time, Javon, Papa Javon, he will be with us next weekend. And, Maul, he was recently on Word Network. So tune in next week. Bless you.
Be blessed. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.